The latest from our newsletter from Dubai Airport at podnews.net. Morgan Stanley and Midea have both released recent data showing Spotify could be number one for people or unique devices. But both those surveys are based on human recall and not data. We were keen to see what the data said. So PodNews asked two podcasting companies whether they were able to work out devices versus downloads. Libsyn didn't reply to our email, but Chartable, which has oversight of a number of podcasts across different podcast hosts and services, has crunched the data and given a categorical and final answer to who is number one for podcasting. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Researchers may like to note that Chartable's unique downloads per app are pleasingly within 1% of Libsyn's reported percentages. In other news, Front Office Sports has an article focusing on Tom Ricks, ESPN's VP of Audio Strategy and Marketing, and discusses the strategy and process within ESPN for launching a new podcast. Crossover Media Group has signed a production, sales and distribution deal with Just the News, a US news network launched by journalist John Solomon. And podcast host Captivate have added single subscribe pages for all podcasts. The pages are automatically generated for every podcast hosted on the platform. In advice today, Acast have posted about the benefits of branded podcasts for brands and podcasters, case studies and where the opportunities lie. Mark McCammon suggests 9 ways to grow podcast downloads, including email lists, keywords and making a website. And podcasts can make students become better at everything, says Kirsten Hemme. She uses podcasts to help students think more deeply. And in podcast news today, Acast Studios have launched their second podcast, Get Money, launches today. It's aimed at younger audiences who want to get their finances in order, but find traditional financial advice a bit rubbish. It's a co-production with Gilded Audio. And as ever, there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.